Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Last week, the district DA, Bragg, who has no jurisdiction on federal stuff, indicted President Trump for so-called 34 felony charges that came from one charge that was kind of like an invisible crime, a misdemeanor at best. So it is a non-crime, and yet he continues, even as Democrats and even Romney have turned against him. These 34 felony charges came from a misdemeanor, folks. Misdemeanor at best. There is no way that a person who is acquainted with the law can make a felony charge from a misdemeanor unless they're doing something wrong. That's just all there is to it. But this whole kerfuffle is getting worse, and we can count on that to continue happening as long as the demonorats think they can skirt the laws and get away with it. And so it goes here in New Mexico, where they are doing these things that they think as their right, that it is their right to break laws and get rid of common decency. New Mexico's Wicked Witch of the North, Michelle Lujan Grisham, has signed a horrible bill into law, but we all knew she would. New Mexico bill to harbor criminal abortionists has been signed into law. Like I said, we all knew she would. On Wednesday, Democrat Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed SB 13, sponsored by another Wicked Witch of the whatever, Senator Linda Lopez, Democrat of Albuquerque, which bans the extradition of criminal abortionists and the sharing of information regarding such criminals with other states. The governor was joined by the sponsor and the late-term abortion doctor, Eve Espy, of UNM School of Medicine, at the bill signing. Section 4 of the legislation reads, quote, it shall be a violation of the reproductive and gender-affirming, I have to laugh about this every time because it's not reproductive and gender-affirming health care, but it was a violation of the, it shall be a violation of the Reproductive and Gender-Affirming Health Care Protection Act to request from a third party or for a third party to transmit information related to an individual's or entity's protected health care activity with the intent to deter, prevent, sanction, or penalize an individual or entity for engaging in a protected health care activity, unquote. Now, it's like I said, abortion is nothing when it comes to health care, but murder. Michelle Lujan Grisham is now an accessory to murder. She should be taken out of office and thrown in prison. She will never go to heaven. And as long as she keeps doing the things she's doing now, she's going to end up in hell. Plain and simple, good to see you there, bringing it, boy. According to the New Mexico Alliance for Life, or the NMAFL, quote, this language expressly covers any pro-life communicative activity aimed at stopping abortion. It is hard to imagine a broader, more blatantly unconstitutional restriction. Note that it applies not just to the communications of pro-life groups, but also to even to inquiries from pro-life individuals, unquote. That's not Friday. No, sir. Tomorrow I'm going to be in church. I think I'm going to be in church Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have to run cameras at the church this weekend, so I'm going to be busy tomorrow, and I won't be here. So I thought I'd do my show tonight and get it out of the way, so I, because I was thinking of doing it on Sunday, but I'll be there. I'll be working on Sunday too, so I'll be busy this week, this weekend. But Section 9 of the bill expressly exempts from extradition criminal fugitives who commit or conspire to commit illegal abortions, so long as the perpetrator remains in New Mexico during the commission of the crimes. So there we have it, folks. All you criminals come into New Mexico because you can do crimes here in New Mexico, especially killing a baby, and you're perfectly fine. The state will protect your ass. Now, you might not be protected by the people living here, but the state will try and protect you anyway. Therefore, quote, an abortionist who sends pills to another state will be protected by New Mexico. Additionally, the abortionist must have fled from that state after the commission of the action. This may create a loophole if the investigation is not brought before the abortionist arrives in New Mexico, NMAFL wrote. Now, SB 13 would isolate New Mexico from other states, as many pro-life legislators point out during the debate of the legislation. The measure passed the state Senate by a vote of 26-16 and narrowly passed the House by a vote of 38-30. Democrat Senator Pete Campos of Las Vegas was the one lone vote on the Democrat side against the measure in the Senate. Democrat Representatives Anthony Allison of Fruitland, Ambrose Castanello of Ribera, Harry Garcia of Grants, D. Wanda Johnson of Church Rock, Patricia Lundstrom of Gallup, and Joseph Sanchez of Alcade opposed the bill in the House. At least there's a few there that are decent. After the signing of the legislation, the pro-abortion New Mexico Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice wrote on Twitter, quote, we are proud to say New Mexico protects reproductive freedom at all costs, unquote. They were boasting about the harboring of criminal abortionists in the state. They're about as sick as they come. Welcome to today's show on this, the 6th day of April. And yes, I'm here a little bit early this week, but in the year of our Lord 2023. Good to have you here with us as we have a great show planned, according to me.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to take.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We'll be right back. Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Welcome back to the show. The call-in number is 646-578-5284. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back. I try to contain myself on this next one. One of the most ridiculous, thoughtless, and pitifully partisan hit jobs we've ever seen was leveled today against Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. ProPublica, a radical left-wing, sycophantic nonprofit with delusions of grandeur considering itself an investigative news organization, accusing Justice Thomas of illegal activity for accepting lavish gifts from Republican megadonor Harlan Crow, writing, Thomas vacationed on Crow's superyacht around the globe. He flies on Crow's Bombardier Global 5000 jet and spent about a week every summer at Crow's private resort in the Adirondacks. So you heard right. ProPublica is accusing Justice Thomas of having a rich friend. Harlan Crow didn't give Thomas a jet or a yacht, or even send him on the jet or yacht without him. He just vacations with Justice Thomas. And of course, when you have a friend that's a billionaire, and I wish I did, you're probably going to take his plane. You're not going to be flying JetBlue. It is the most outlandish accusation imaginable. It is the stupidest story I've ever read. But of course, your mainstream media gave it all sorts of credibility today.
The Supreme Court is in the middle of this swirling controversy, and it causes trouble for Clarence Thomas.
It's meticulous reporting, though. You know ProPublica Cura. It's a very distinguished news outlet, and these trips that you talked about have been going on allegedly for more than 20 years.
Some really eye-opening numbers if you look at the ProPublica report.
The outrage idiot machine strikes again. Enemy of the people. More true than ever.
Yep, and I posted that one, and I think one of the things that he mentioned that was Greg Bowling of Newsmax. He mentioned that he couldn't figure out why ProPublica was putting out something this stupid and was brave enough to put out something this stupid. But I found an article from ProPublica with the headline that ProPublica and the Chicago Tribune will win an IRE award. Now, the IRE award is the Investigative Reporters and Editors Award, and I figured that kind of thing would probably give them the backbone or the gonads to say things that are just downright stupid, because they figure that if they can get an award for the things they're doing, then they must continue. They must continue being the backbiters that they are and saying the things that they are, because after all, they got an award. And then little guys like me, we don't. The only thing we have is men in black coming to our doors. Alvin Bragg is on the verge of getting slapped with a subpoena himself. And one of the things that I wanted to push on this one was I had a clip here somewhere of something that Jim Jordan is doing, and it might be in this next clip that I have, but I was running through the things listening to what people were saying tonight on what all is going on. And Rob Schmidt on Newsmax had a dialogue that I thought was just really great, and this is it. And I think he actually mentions what Jordan is doing.
Welcome to Rob Schmidt Tonight. Take a broad overview of the media's response to the first ever indictment of a U.S. president, and shockingly, it's hard to find any support for the case against Donald Trump. The media complex typically cheers for any broad assault against the GOP, but on this indictment, the reaction from even the biggest shills for authoritarian liberal rule in Washington has been icy, to say the least. Ruth Marcus from the Washington Post wrote today, the indictment unsealed on Tuesday is disturbingly unilluminating, and the theory on which it rests is debatable at best, unnervingly flimsy at worst. Radically liberal New York Mag writing, Donald Trump isn't above the law, but he shouldn't be below it. It seems everyone is shocked that a years-long investigation into Donald Trump found next to nothing, revealing Trump pretty much plays by the rules, much more of a Boy Scout than any muckraking liberal reporter expected after years of reporting on speculation about just how evil billionaire Trump really is. The people who've spent 6 years selling you a vicious idea of Donald Trump based on their own hatred for take charge alpha male conservatives were appalled when this indictment was unsealed and they only found 34 counts for the same allegation. Last night, CNN put its entire network on the air for Trump's speech at Mar-a-Lago. The pre-show for that event was quite uneventful.
Not a huge amount of confidence in the attempt by Mr. Bragg to turn this into 34 felony charges. What do you hear?
Very, very similar commentary, Jake. So if I had to characterize it, it's disappointment. At the end of the day, if all of our legal friends read this indictment and don't see a way to a felony, it's hard to imagine convincing a jury.
First impressions count, and legal sources said there was not enough detail. They thought that it was a mistake from a historic point of view.
He has now just severely lowered the threshold for the kinds of charges that a local district attorney, even in a place as large as Manhattan, can bring against a major political figure.
So that's CNN and the rest of the media complex realizing Alvin Bragg just escalated this country's civil divisions to nuclear status over a hush money payment to a porn star who tried to extort him for an alleged dalliance from 20 years ago, which was only supposed to be Alvin Bragg's tool to actually get in and find the real juice on Donald Trump. You know that that's the point. Massive tax fraud is what they're expecting, Russian wire transfers, gargantuan political bribes. Where's all the mayhem that they knew just had to exist beneath the surface? Well, it wasn't there. Oops. And without even an apology, the whole of the media will move right on to their next political agenda, of course. Even Trump's biggest detractors could not spin Alvin Bragg's big flop.
But, you know, the thing that's going on here is that Alvin Bragg now has a subpoena against him, and it was Jim Jordan that pushed it, and apparently that was not the one that I had in there as to what – oh, here it is. I finally found it. Here's the clip about Jim Jordan and the thing. And then I'll go into the Alvin Bragg being on the verge of getting slapped with a subpoena himself.
Good versus evil, and I'm not sure which side is winning right now. Traditional American values are being ambushed. There are growing questions tonight over whether the government overreached in its indictment of former presidential candidate John Edwards. Edwards is accused of using campaign funds to hide an extramarital affair.
There are growing questions over the indictment of former presidential candidate John Edwards for allegedly using campaign funds to hide an affair. Did the government overreach?
Overreach? Oh, okay. Gotcha, mainstream media and your commie companies, the liberal talking heads. Hypocrisy and journalism are colliding, and it's an ugly sight to see. It's hypocrisy when the media does it, but when it's government, it's not just hypocrisy. It goes much further. It cuts much deeper. When a government uses its vast legal powers and its massive military might unevenly, that, folks, is tyranny. What about John Edwards? What about the $17 million taxpayer dollars for settlements by Congress, many of them for harassment claims? Again, your taxpayer dollars, your money, folks, and yet Bragg wants to imprison Donald Trump. Well, time to fight back. And it's time to fight back hard. As Trump famously said, anybody who hits me, we're going to hit them 10 times harder. Look, they changed the rules during COVID, and we stuck with the old, same old rules. We voted in person. They voted in person, but they voted with mail-in ballots. They used absentee balloting. They put up legal ballot collection boxes in minority neighborhoods where they knew Democrats would vote. And we on the right, well, we drove to polling places and waited in line. Well, some did. Some left and went to work. But we never adjusted to the new rules. The new rules right now, here and now, rule number one, vote. Vote in every legal possible way. Play by their rules and beat them at their own game. Rule number two, stand up for your kids in schools. Fight for their right to earn an education free from sexualization and grooming. Rule number three, call them out. Call out all the lying and the sleazing, all the Alvin Braggs, the Soros DAs, the liberal mayors, the liars. They'll tell you that you'll be safer if they defund the police. Well, Chicago is about to find out the hard way. You get what you vote for. Let's go, Brandon Johnson. No, he's just another Lori Lightfoot. P.S., for all you conservatives in the Windy City, Florida has what you need. Safety, freedom from taxes, and your right to carry just got stronger in DeSantis' Florida. Come on down. The water's fine. It's warm. Leave the liberal progressives up there while you do that, though. Those are three rules. Clearly a lot more work to be done, but it's a good start. Stand up, conservative voices. Show them you can fight, too. Congressman Jim Jordan is leading the way, and that should only be the beginning of this fight. Don't be sheep. Forget the high road. The high road leads to Loserville. Fight like the country depends on it, because it does. Let's not sit back and watch this train wreck happen. That train's going to hit the truck on the track. That train's going to hit that truck. That truck, that train.
Let's just get rid of the truck. Alvin Bragg, the Democratic Manhattan district attorney who has found himself in a searing spotlight as of late, could be facing even more heat soon. And it's like that audio said, Jim Jordan is saying things. Fox News, citing an unidentified source familiar with the case, reported Wednesday that the House Judiciary Committee is seriously weighing the possibility of subpoenaing Bragg and two prosecutors formally connected to his office. This report comes on the heels of Bragg's office indicting former President Donald Trump on 34 felony charges of one misdemeanor charge of falsifying business records in relation to alleged hush money payments during the 2016 presidential campaign. You cannot tell me this is not political, folks. The New York prosecutors performed some fascinating legal gymnastics to pretzel the misdemeanor counts into felonies, claiming the falsified records were meant to conceal another crime without stating in the indictment what that crime was. One potential crime could be a violation of federal campaign finance laws, but Bragg has no jurisdiction over federal proceedings, as I said before. The Department of Justice does, but it has already passed on this case, as has the Federal Election Commission and also Bragg himself last year. Given that many see the charges as frivolous and politically motivated, it should come as a little surprise the House Republicans want some answers. Since news of Trump's possible indictment was reported last month, the Judiciary Committee Chairman, Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, has been joined by House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky in questioning Bragg's office. Jordan and Comer, along with Representative Brian Steele of Wisconsin, Chairman of the Administration Committee, sent a letter to Bragg on March 20th asking him to produce numerous records related to the Trump case. With the Manhattan DA's office being rejected with that, having rejected that request, the House Judiciary Committee is now seriously considering subpoenas for Bragg, and I've heard that it's already happened, and the two former prosecutors, Mark Pomerantz and Carrie Dunn, to testify before Congress, according to Fox News. The report said Pomerantz wrote in a letter in 2022 that Bragg had suspended the Trump investigation indefinitely after taking office. Dunn and Pomerantz were leading the investigation under the former Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance. Both submitted their resignations in February of 2022. While issuing a subpoena to the district attorney ostensibly trying to do his job might seem a bit drastic, the move comes after Bragg's office has made it abundantly clear that it will not cooperate with GOP officials. In a shockingly antagonistic letter Friday, signed by Leslie Dubeck, general counsel in the Manhattan District Attorney's office, she told the House Republicans to back off. Like any other defendant, Mr. Trump is entitled to challenge these charges in court and avail himself of all processes and protections that New York State's robust criminal procedures affords, Dubeck wrote. And we all know that in New York, even on a case that is pretty much non-existent that the Fed didn't even want any part of, Trump could get framed into this one because New York has too many liberals in office for anybody's good. And if they can come after Trump, they can come after you and me. Mark my words, they can. But Dubeck went on to say, finally, as you are no doubt aware, former President Donald Trump has directed harsh invective against District Attorney Bragg, which should have been happening, and threatened on social media that his arrest or indictment in New York may unleash death and destruction. As committee chairman, you should use the stature of your office to denounce these attacks and urge respect for the fairness of our justice system and for the work of the impartial grand jury. There is nothing impartial about that grand jury because they were only told one side of the story, folks. Only told one side of the story. She added, we urge you to refrain from these inflammatory accusations. They don't have to, but they urge us to, okay? To withdraw your demand for information and let the criminal justice process proceed without unlawful political interference. This is based on the Fox News report. It seems pretty clear that House Republicans have no intention of turning the temperature down in the kitchen any time soon. And we will be right back after these messages.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Day here on CNN with our very own Vincent Brown out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is one of the most informative shows on CNN, giving us the reasons that the apostles of blackness are leading this nation in the wrong direction, along with the left. And Vincent will come down on the right, too, when they do not do what is right. Listen to the wisdom of Vincent Brown on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will find out that the media is lying to us, too, along with the leftists in our government. Some of the right are, too, and in Hollywood also. He will make you use your mind and think a bit before making a rash judgment. That is Black by Color only on CNM at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, where America always wins. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is looking to bring in new shows so we can reach more people. We report the truth, not the spin of the liberal mainstream media. We worry because laws are not being enforced, and if you tell the truth, you could lose everything. You can't even walk in once safe neighborhoods. You are likely to get killed doing that. Right now, we have two shows, NWCR Radio and Black by Color Only. American by Design is on hiatus. We believe in God, law and order, and the Constitution. We believe our borders must be closed to illegals, and there are only two sexes, and we honor our veterans and our boys in blue, too. If you like expressing the truth and love for America, send us an email to Conservative Nation Media, all one word, 2017 at gmail.com. Tell us your show ideas, and we will get back with you. We are Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Join us today. Things that I was saying was I had heard that Jim Jordan had subpoenaed the Bragg office, and on Newsmax there was an article that said Representative Jordan subpoenas Pomerantz in Trump indictment oversight. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio has subpoenaed former New York County Special Assistant District Attorney Mark Pomerantz for a deposition in a letter Thursday after Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg spurned House GOP requests for information on the indictment of former President Donald Trump, claiming lack of authority and an incursion into New York sovereignty. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee now seeks a deposition from Pomerantz. Now, only the Democrats will ever tell you that closing our borders at the south, on the south of our of the United States, is wrong because we don't have the sovereignty enough to do that. But then turn right around and say, because of the sovereignty of New York, they can refuse things like the GOP looking into their lawless stuff that they're doing. Only the GOP can, only the Democrats can do this kind of thing and get away with it. But I think what's going on now is they're not going to get away with this. They pushed just a wee bit too far, and It's not really working well for them right at the moment. Jordan said, wrote in a Thursday letter to Pomerantz, in light of your disregard of our earlier voluntary request. Hello, Mr. John Smith. Please find attached a subpoena compelling your appearance for a deposition. The Judiciary Committee is conducting oversight of an unprecedented indictment of Trump. Pomerantz was requested to appear voluntarily in a March 22nd letter from three House GOP chairmen, but he responded March 27th that at the instruction of the New York County District Attorney's Office, would not cooperate with our oversight, according to the letter. Trump denounced Pomerantz's lies to Trump, to Bragg's investigation, and his book, People versus Donald Trump, an inside account showing the efforts to find a crime to indict the Democrats' political opposition. Now, here's the problem with all of this, folks. When did America become a country where they can indict somebody while trying to find a crime that they can indict them for? It's always been that if you're going to be indicted for something, they know the crimes already. But what's going on with Trump is they don't know the crimes yet. They're still looking, but they're thinking, well, we might just find something over here, so let's indict him right now so we'll get that out of the way. That's not how this system works, folks. It is not how this system works. But the Democrats seem to think that they have every right to go in and do this bullshit to people. And like I said before, if they can do it to Trump, they can do it to any one of us. All we have to do is disagree with what they say, and you're likely to find a subpoena in your mailbox or getting served to your door because you disagreed with their high and mighty ideals, which are wrong in the first place. But if you disagree with them, then you could possibly get subpoenaed for that. And it's just like Mr. John Smith said, the USA is a corrupt place right now. Orwellian is here now. That's absolutely the truth. And the problem with that comes in with the fact that we, the people, have allowed this. Over the years, we have allowed all of this. Yeah. He says that is why the other countries are going to take this country down. And that's essentially what the Democrats are after right now, and a lot of the left-leaning Republicans are doing it too. They don't care for America. They don't care for you or me or anybody else. They don't care that Ted Nugent speaks out against them all the time. They don't care that Kid Rock did a video using an AR-15 to shoot up a couple of 24 packs of Bud Light for what they just got through doing. They don't give a damn. They don't care. They've gotten away with this bullshit for so long now that they think they can continue. They think they can just go and do whatever the heck they want, do whatever they please, and the people will follow them right along and continue to vote them into office. And it's like one of the audios I said with Greg Bowling earlier. It is time we stand up. It's time we started to fight back. And we can't just say, oh, don't do that. We have to stand up and fight back. Fight back as hard as we can because we are losing this country very fast. It used to be that you could look and see what the Democrats were doing, and they would just kind of tentatively, just a little bit too far to find out just where that spot where the American people would back up and say, hey, wait a minute, stop. And each time they do that, they get farther and farther and farther and farther and farther to the left. And the American people keep going farther and farther and farther to the left before they do anything about it. I was listening to a show the other day. I think it was on Dan Bongino. He was saying that we just haven't gotten there yet. As soon as we get there, then the people will start fighting back. But when the hell are we going to get there? They're already destroying our freedoms right and left like it's their right to do so. John Smith says he's not sure if it's the people that keeps voting them into office, election meddling. Well, election meddling, but the thing is, we allowed that. It's the same thing as this transgender crap that's going on with Bud Light now, with this thing that is pushing their products. Most everybody that I hear talking against this call this man a she. To me, he is not a she by any sense of the word. Yeah, it's like here in New Mexico, we did vote them in, so that we're getting what we deserve, essentially, even though I didn't vote for any of the idiots up in Santa Fe right now, but you're right. We voted them in. We voted them in, folks. And the whole thing is we have places in the Constitution that tell us what to do when the government gets tyrannical. Our government's been tyrannical for a while now, and we haven't done a thing. We allow them to tell us lies about Afghanistan. Now Biden is telling us that it was Trump's fault. Oh, really? I remember not too long ago when the Democrats were saying, and they said this to a Republican president, I think it was Bush, when he was mentioning the fact that the Democrats did certain things before he became president, so this whole thing was their fault. And they said, no, you've been in office for more than 6 months. This is your baby now. You cannot blame it on us. And that's where the problem comes in, because they told us that, but we can't tell them that. And it's just like John Smith in the chat room says, the coming years, the USA will be taken down. And it will be taken down if we do not stop this. And it has to be stopped. I don't care what kind of ideals you have, if you think of yourself as a Democrat who wants to push this crap on the rest of us, you're the one who is destroying this country. But the problem comes in when the people don't do anything to stop it. Yeah. And that's something that I have said for quite a while now. USA is seen as the Germany of World War II. That's exactly where we're at. We've been in that position where everything that's going on here in the United States resembles Germany, 32 through 39. And we're getting closer to 39 now than 32. A few years ago, it was like 35, 36, Germany. And yes, I'm talking about Hitler's Germany. We are so close in parallels to the things that they were doing that we resemble Nazi Germany more than America right now. The thing that's sad about this is we have a constitution and we have laws that protect us from this, but nobody's using them. I mean, we've got a few people in government right now who are actually starting to do something. But they are the minority of what's up there. Jim Jordan can't do it all by himself. Donald Trump, if he gets elected again, cannot do it all by himself. MTG cannot do all of this themselves. They have to have help. The people have to help them. Because if they don't, this country's gone. America's not too big to fail, as everybody on the left keeps saying. It's not too big to fail. And we are getting closer and closer and closer to that edge that will destroy this country. And we're just sitting back doing nothing, sitting back living our lives like, this will never happen. And we have other countries gathering against the USA, as Mr. Smith says. Yes, they are. China has now decided that the dollar is not the currency they want to use. The dollar has been the global reserve currency for a long time now. We've got countries now saying, nope, no more. That's the end of it. We're going to make our own currency. While the United States keeps pushing for crypto, which is a fake money thing anyway, we have other countries taking their first point of attack to stop the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency. And a couple of them have already done this. China. What America needs to do, pull back, immerse ourselves in our own problems, fix our own problems, start drilling our own oil so we don't have to worry about what Saudi Arabia is doing. They're cutting back 1.16 million barrels a day. What's that going to do to our country now? Gas prices have gone up here 20 to 30 cents just the past couple of days. And that's nothing compared to what's coming. But if we'd have left the Keystone Pipeline alone, left it going, if we'd have left the drilling that we were doing here in the United States going, we'd have been okay. It wouldn't have mattered what the Saudis are doing. It wouldn't have mattered what the world market was doing, because we could effectively change that. And we did. A few years ago, the price of oil was a negative around the world. We could demand whatever we wanted. We were energy independent. Now we're not. Now we depend on the Saudis as to what we're getting, how much we're paying. And by the way, it's going to go higher. When Biden took office, just before he took office, gas here was $1.49 a gallon. It's now $3.43. Last week it was $3.23. Next week, who knows what it'll be. I've already seen gas stations here for $3.71. It's going up. And if it's that high here, I know it's higher in California, right, bringing it, boy? I know it's higher there. And the problem comes in energy-rich states like New Mexico and Texas and these other states that have all kinds of oil. We need to start using what we've got instead of buying from the rest of the world, making the rest of the world rich instead of trying to help America. Let's see here. Yeah. But we've got to start looking out for America. We've got to start doing for America. Because it's just like Mr. Smith in the chat room has said, we're going down the toilet, folks. We're going down the toilet, and there's not much that can be done about it as long as we keep going the direction we're going. We have all this transgender crap that is just this making a mockery of this nation. We have our leaders who are doing things that are making a mockery of this nation. And yet we just kind of blithely go on like, oh, there's nothing wrong. And then we have people like NCAA swim champion Riley Gaines who got herself in trouble because she spoke out against Nike over their announcement that Dylan Mulvaney would be the spokesperson for a line of women's wear. Really? A biological man is going to be the spokesman for women's wear. And in the commercials, they're probably going to have this biological man wearing the women's sportswear. How sick is this? Riley Gaines is a 12-time All-American swimmer who has been defending women's sports from gender activists, called out Nike for signing a lucrative deal with transgender activist and social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney, who is nothing more than a man, and it pisses me off when I sit there and I listen to some supposed conservative reporter reporting on this moron and calling him a her. Her my ass. He was born a man, he'll die a man, and everywhere in between he's going to be a man. You will never hear me call Dylan Mulvaney a woman because he isn't. It's probably one of the reasons why I never get a chance at being on a radio station like KIVA here in Albuquerque, because I won't go that way. I will not go that way. Dylan is a man. He will always be a man. He is no she. And if I was a woman and heard a commentator talking about this and calling him a her, I'd be so offended. There'd be nothing that could keep me from wanting to do things to this person. But like Anheuser-Busch now is currently feeling the wrath of longtime customers. And on this one, they've lost who their longtime customers are, who are pouring the drink out in droves after it printed Mulvaney's face on a can of Bud Light. Mulvaney shared an image with his face on a can of one of the company's beers on Instagram as part of a partnership with the company for March Madness. Madness is... I guess there is a reason for calling it March Madness. Mulvaney said the company wanted to help him celebrate a full year of womanhood. Mulvaney will never know what it means to be a woman. Never. He may look like a fool trying to act like one. And the picture they had of him in this thing, in this article that I had found, he looks like an idiot. He looks like a man who is trying to be a woman, but knows he will never be. Article goes on to say, Mulvaney shared an image of his face on a can of one of the company's beers on Instagram as part of a partnership with the company for March Madness. Mulvaney said the company wanted to help him celebrate a full year of womanhood. According to UK Daily Mail, Gaines shared her thoughts after Nike recently inked a deal with Mulvaney to pay him up to $150,000 per post online to promote its women's sports line. Mulvaney spent part of Wednesday showing off Nike gear on Instagram, and thank God I don't have an Instagram account. I don't have a TikTok account either, so I guess I'm kind of safe there. And then the article asks the question, is Gaines right in speaking out? Yes, she is. She is a woman who is being passed over as a woman by a man who wants to be a woman. How sick is that? Gaines told the Mail the athletic wear company is diminishing actual women by choosing to use Mulvaney as the face of the line of clothing. Nike joins the growing list of companies who find it acceptable to disrespect women by making a sad mockery of what being a woman entails, Jane said. She added, the question Nike sends to all girls and women is that men can do everything better. The former University of Kentucky swimmer said she will buy her competitive gear from the company Athleta in the future. Gaines also challenged the notion that radical gender activism and other causes that the modern American left has chosen to champion are nothing but progressive. Progressive, to me, is the wrong word for it. Progressive is not the word for it. Lying is a good word for it. Stupid is a good word for it. Moronic is another good word for it. But whatever they're doing, it's wrong in so many ways. Progressive indicates positively moving in the forward direction, she tweeted on Thursday after her comments to Mail were publicized. Gaines added, the erasure we're seeing of women in the guise of progress is actually the contrary. Allowing anyone to claim they are a woman takes us back at least 50 years in time. At least. Absolutely. We are bringing back everything that we fought wars to get rid of. We are bringing back everything that we had before the Civil War. We have brought we are bringing back things that we thought we'd gotten over. Race relations since Obama has gotten 100% worse. And bringing a boy in, he's in California, says, so far, Robert, the gas has gone up at least 20 cents, looking at $5.09 a gallon at 87 octane. Soon it will be at least $7 a gallon, yeah. And this is the problem that is we have in America. It's like what I was just talking about. We have people who talk against stuff like this. I was listening to KKOB here in Albuquerque, and the guy who comes on after Don Bongino was talking about this guy. And every time he mentioned him, he labeled him as a her. To me, that is obscene. To me, that is horrible. And then, while all this is going on, yeah, there's more, folks. This nation has got so many things happening right now that it's hard to keep up with what's going on. And I'm coming up on the end of the first hour, so I'm going to do my hour break right now, and we will be right back.
I will remain as long as you do to bring you the news of the day. We will be right back.
Veterans deal with significant personal issues on a daily basis. These can include any combination of combat-related, medical, or psychological issues, as well as stress from transitioning out of a highly structured environment. It is our hope that through our familiarity with these struggles, we can use our experiences and connections to help these vets move forward in a positive direction and enjoy a fulfilled life. Our vision is to put an end to homelessness and suicide that seems to be prevalent among our veterans. Our mission is to remember, honor, and serve our veterans and their families. Who we are is Warriors Serving Warriors, and we are comprised of veterans of our U.S. military with a variety of backgrounds and professions. Although we are a veterans group of Legacy Church here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we accept vets from other churches and denominations. What we do is actively seek veterans who would like to be a part of our elite Christian group and share our desires to help and equip other veterans who are in need of assistance. We help other veterans who are in need of assistance with their transition to civilian life or have spiritual, physical, or emotional needs. We are currently proudly serving veterans in the Albuquerque metro area with future plans of expanding throughout the whole state of New Mexico. We meet every month to execute a strategically plan to reach our veteran community with the slogan, No Man Left Behind, giving them direction and or referring them to someone that can help them better their lives. If you know someone or are a vet yourselves, give us a call at 505-302-1999 or go to warriorservingwarriors.org. You can also email us at wswnmvets@gmail.com. That's Warriors Serving Warriors. Give us a call or join today. For the past few months, we have not heard from our good friend and mentor, our very own Uncle Bing Fisher, but he has been around, though very busy, starting businesses and trying to get things going where he is. So his show has been put on hiatus for now, but in the coming month or so, we are looking to see him return to CNM as he is about to retire and will give him more time to let us know all the things that he has a good ear for hearing. Bing's mellow voice and his expertise in engineering, along with his love of America, keeps us all informed as to what we should be doing and why the things are happening here in America as they are. The only side that seems to have consequences anymore are the right. The left can do anything they want, then blame it on the right, and always laying the blame where it shouldn't be, and they always get away with it. This has to stop. Listen to our very own Uncle Bing Fisher when American by Design returns soon on Sundays, where America always wins.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
There's an angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henners of Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico and CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back for the second hour of the show. His call-in number is 646-478-5284. I said 578 earlier, and it kind of surprised me I said that, but it has become entirely too easy for the Daily Wire's Matt Walsh to destroy the insane argument men can become women and vice versa during his discussions with radical gender activists. During one of his latest bouts with some of these confused people, Walsh asked a self-described transgender first responder how a scenario in which a man with a penis complained of suffering a lost pregnancy would be handled. The person, an emergency medical technician, was visibly stirred by the question and admitted such an absurd complaint could not be taken seriously. During a Young America's Foundation event at New Mexico State University on Tuesday, Walsh went back and forth with a number of activists about a subject near and dear to him, what defines a woman? In Las Cruces, New Mexico, the conservative commentator, author and star of the documentary What is a Woman, found a number of men who identify as female and were willing to challenge him on the issue. Walsh replied on biological facts, which is a strategy that has not let him down yet. Asked by the transgender EMT how he defined the word woman, he responded with confidence, an adult human female. What followed was a roughly 5-minute back and forth wherein the EMT claimed that gender is not binary and noted that some women can't get pregnant. Well, yeah, so they say. The man tried to use cases in which women cannot conceive children as evidence there is no difference between trans women and women. Well, trans women are men, so that's the reason why. Walsh asked one final question when he noted the person worked in the medical field. He said, as he opened up a hypothetical, quote, you're responding to a health emergency. A biological male, somebody with a penis, is having a medical emergency and they say to you, I think I'm having a miscarriage, unquote. Walsh asked, would you check them to see if they're having a miscarriage? Would you consider that a possibility for them? After a very long pause that felt like a surrender, the EMT responded, no. The EMP appeared frazzled by the question and answer and then said, but that's because some people don't have body parts. Doesn't mean they're not women. Walsh then laid into the gender madness as a whole by explaining a woman who cannot conceive is an exception to a very basic and binary rule, which is that women get pregnant and men do not. If a person was born with only one leg, that doesn't call into question the statement that human beings have two legs, okay, he said. A person being born with one leg doesn't mean that now legs are on the spectrum and they can't say that anything at all about how many legs a person has. He concluded, if a human is born without two legs, something went wrong. They were supposed to have that second leg, something went wrong. Rational people naturally do not need anyone to explain to them what Walsh said. But as a society, we're years into people ignoring the science and claiming a man who identifies as a female is exactly the same as a woman. He's not. Do you have a neutral bathroom? Nope, I don't. Here we do. The men's is shared, but the women's is not. What's up with that? Yep, that's a good question. If they're the same, why do they have the same for men's bathrooms, but women's are still just women's? That's a good question. The woman can stand peeing her name on a wall. I still call her sir. That's very true. But it goes on to say, we bought into the false notion that they are what they say they are. And that's one of the things I was talking about earlier when we have had that. I was listening to that show earlier here on KKOB where the person who was DJing the show, it's not really DJing because it's a talk radio show, but every time he talked about Dylan Mulvaney, he called him a her. That's not how you deal with this stuff, folks. It doesn't matter what the person thinks they are. If they were born a man, they're always going to be a man, period. There is no way they can do it. There is nothing they can do to change that. Plain and simple, they're always going to be a man. So to call a person who says, oh, I'm a woman now because I feel like I am, so call me a her. No, I will always call you a he, because that's all you are. And maybe put in a second he in there so it's he. But we're better off. It goes on to say that we bought into this false notion that they are what they say they are, simply because they say it. They want everyone else to believe it as well. That's one of the reasons, like I was saying, that I probably would never get a job as a person on a talk show at a regular terrestrial radio because I won't do that. Dylan Mulvaney is a man, period. That's all there is to it, and that's it. And if he wants to be a woman, it's fine and dandy. He can discuss that with God. But what he is doing is mocking women. He's bringing a boy and said there. We're all better off for having someone such as Walsh on the front lines of a battle fighting the truth on this issue. That is a fight he has never shied away from, and he is winning, which actually is kind of a good thing there, I think. I've got an empty page here, which is kind of weird. I guess my printer skipped a page. But one of the things that I was looking at is that Biden, and this is kind of changing the subject all completely now, but Biden is trying to tell us all that Trump is to blame for the Afghanistan pullout that he botched.
In the report, the Biden administration blames the catastrophic withdrawal on the Trump administration. Here is what the report says in part. President Biden's choices for how to execute a withdrawal from Afghanistan were severely constrained by conditions created by his predecessor. During the transition from the Trump administration to the Biden administration, the outgoing administration provided no plans for how to conduct the final withdrawal or to evacuate Americans and Afghan allies. Indeed, there were no such plans in place when President Biden came into office, even when the agreed-upon full withdrawal was just over 3 months away.
Okay, now, on that one, Trump did have a plan. But because Trump was Trump, and Biden was Biden, and Biden is a Democrat who hates Trump, Trump's plan just wouldn't work. That's just the way that they think on this whole thing. So therefore, Biden had to come up with his own plan. And what his own plan was, because he would not follow the plan that actually Trump did have in place, that is the reason we had that horrible, disastrous withdrawal where 13 Americans were killed. And maybe that guy should be in the face for Ben Gay, yeah. but because 13 Americans were killed under Biden's watch, not Trump's, Biden's watch, and it's been more than 2 years now since Biden fraudulently took office, that's 6 months that the Democrats have always said they have to pass before the previous administration can't be blamed anymore. That 6 months has passed four times and more. You cannot blame the Trump administration for something you did. Well, you can. You're doing it. But what we have going on here, as Def Leppard once said, I think it was Def Leppard, or was it the Guns N' Roses? What we have here is a failure to communicate. The left doesn't know how to, and the right doesn't know how to communicate with people that don't know how to communicate. So you've got this gap in the U.S. government where there are people who actually know what they're talking about, and then we have on the other side the people who don't know what they're talking about, and the people who don't know what they're talking about have the media behind them, which means the media doesn't know what they're talking about either. Every once in a while, the media will get something right. But then even a clock that's not running is right twice a day. The problems that we are having in America right now are problems that stem back to, and I still say this, it stems back to us, because we have allowed this for so long now that the left is totally blatant in everything that they are doing. They're calling people who tell the truth traitors and tyrants and wrong, when it's really the left that is wrong in this nation right now, the left and the right that follows them. And there isn't enough people there who are actually doing the right things to push us in the right direction. I was listening to Robert Kennedy, the other day. And he said something that was really interesting. And I've heard now that he is now running for president. He's going to be running for president as a Democrat. Yeah, he's been Republican, but he's changed over to Democrat. And his reasoning for this actually makes a lot of sense. He says that he is not for abortion. He's not for transgenderism. He's not for defunding the police, which is where most of the Republicans stand, and all the Democrats don't. But now there is one that does. And he says the way to change things is to get in there and change things from their side. An interesting concept. If he wins the presidency as a Democrat, then runs the country like a Republican, could it sway the Democrats to go back farther left or right? I don't know. But if we don't do something, folks, it's going to continue to get worse. And it's going to continue to get worse faster and faster all the time. And I keep coming back to this one, that these reporters who report on people like Dylan Mulvaney and calling him a her is not helping. He is not a her and never will be. To me, if I would think every woman listening when he says that would be offended. Or should be, if they're not. The things that are going on in this country today defy logic. Logic, according to the left, has been thrown out the door. We don't need it anymore. They flushed it down the toilet. They've changed the rules on how to vote. They've changed the rules on the things to do to vote. And the Republicans continue to do things the same way. I don't like saying we need to do what they're doing, but we need to start doing our election stuff the way they are so we can keep tabs on what they're doing so we can get ourselves elected so we can change things back to the way they should be. As long as we're in the minority, as long as we don't hold the highest offices in this land, it doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter what we say, because we are not powerful enough to change what needs to be changed. And as long as the Democrats keep pushing what they are and keep getting away with it, we're going to continue to see things like here in New Mexico, where our governor has just signed a bill to protect illegal abortionists from the law. She has essentially told them, if you get in trouble in another state, come to New Mexico, we'll protect you. The evil that has permeated the roundhouse in Santa Fe, I'm surprised that building hasn't turned bright red with horns on it. And there are a few other states that are just almost as bad, if not worse. California's Newsom is another evil entity who is running that state into the ground. And now he says he wants to run for president. So I guess the state of California isn't enough. He wants to destroy the country too. Well, I can't see where I blame him on that kind of thinking. He's watching Biden do exactly the same thing. He's watching Kamala Harris do exactly the same thing. He's watching things like Nancy Pelosi, and the GOP is talking about prosecuting her for the stocks that she has bought. That's not all she has done, folks. When he tore up that speech of President Trump, that was a felony. If they're going to go after her for anything, go after her for a felony. Put her in prison. But no, they don't talk about that one. And the Democrats are constantly talking right now about how everything that Trump is saying is inciting violence. No, it's not. What about Maxine Waters? When she was telling us all to get in their faces, make sure they don't do what you want, what you don't want them to do. Keep them out of restaurants. Wasn't that inciting violence? She should be in prison. She should be taken out of office for things like that. If we're going to go after these people, go after them for the things they have done wrong and hit them with everything. Hillary Clinton, she had the illegal servers. She destroyed hard drives with a hammer and bleach bit. Both of those things should be a felony. What she did was a felony, but where is she? She's basking in the limelight of being a Democrat who is able to talk in front of a microphone anytime she damn well pleases. The view she should have every day is from behind a set of bars. The same with Maxine Waters. The view she should have every day is not at the sunset in California, but behind a set of bars. Biden, the same thing. He should be behind a set of bars. So that's all he sees. Hunter Biden, too. Kamala Harris. MLG here in New Mexico. The legislature in Santa Fe. The ones who are voting for making abortion legal here. The evil that is going through this country right now is destroying this nation. And if we do not stop this, folks, we are that close from destroying ourselves. This country is in trouble. I've said this before. We are in trouble. And until the people start to rise up and do something about it, we're going to go farther and farther down the toilet, and there is a point of no return, and it's coming. We need to start watching what's going on, because if we don't, so much trouble is coming. And we have to do something about this. Biden has now issued his second veto of his presidency by halting bipartisan rollback of waterway regulations. Everything that is good for America, this man is going to be against. President Joe Biden on Thursday issued his second veto since taking office, halting a bipartisan resolution that would have reversed waterway regulations enacted by his administration last month. The Biden administration's regulations issues protections for hundreds of thousands of small streams, wetlands, and other waterways, walking back deregulations implemented during the Trump administration, as the Associated Press noted. Republicans and some Democrats, like Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, have argued the new regulations are an executive branch overreach. Folks, most everything that the Democrats are doing, especially in Washington, D.C. and in the White House, are an overreach. And the idea that we have to keep listening to them because they are the government. Article 5 of the Constitution tells you you can do something about it. But are we? No. Most people would rather just sit and enjoy their beer, or hopefully it's not Bud Light anymore, but enjoy their beer and watch television, not worry about politics, not worry about what's going on in Washington, D.C. That's so far away. After all, it won't bother you, but it will. And the farther we let this go, the worse it's going to be for all of us. And yes, it will affect you, whether you're in California or New Mexico, Hawaiian Islands, Montana, Idaho. It doesn't matter where you're at. It's going to affect you. And we will be right back.
Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Eye in the Sky Drone Services, located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is your one-stop shop for drone photography from a perspective that for a company is hard to get before without endangering the health of your employees. Get aerial photography easy with Eye in the Sky Drone Services at 505-317-8741 and rest easy in your decision.
that for the final section of the show tonight. I'm only doing a two-hour show this week because everything I've got going on this weekend. But I will be back next Friday with my next show, and I'm going to try and keep it at 3 hours if I can, because I've been enjoying that, doing three-hour shows. And I found out last week through watching one of the shows that had been talked about. I'd listened to that one. It's Donnie C. and Beyond the Mainstream. And I listened to his show. His show, also on Blog Talk Radio, I found out through him that after the third hour, you can continue into an hour, through an hour four, which his show was listed as 3 hours and 42 minutes long. I'm not sure how he ended that, because after it stops at 3 hours, after you finish the third hour, you can end the episode there. But once it goes past that third hour, you can't. Your studio shuts down. You don't have any soundtracks that you can go to. You don't have anything else, but you can go for another hour. It's an interesting concept, but I don't think I really relish the idea of doing a four-hour show. 3 hours I like. Puts me right in line with, heck, Rush Limbaugh did a three-hour show every day, Monday through Friday, for years. And Brianna Boy says, some shows we've been open for 5 hours. Well, I didn't even know that you could go past a two-hour show until just recently. And I started doing, because I found one of them that Vince did that was 3 hours and 4 minutes long or something like that. And I thought I'd try it. And the last two I did were over 3 hours. I think it was 3 hours and 8 minutes was one, 3 hours and 2 minutes was another one. And I enjoy doing that. But Firefox Online News and Crazy Nation Radio, I'm going to have to look those up. Let me write down Firefox Online News, huh? And Crazy Nation Radio. I'm going to have to look those up and see about them. Because I'm trying to get this show to be able to do more stuff with it. I had me, I went out this weekend, or this week, the other day actually, and bought me some records. And the ones that I bought, one of them, the bumper that I just played, it was from Poco's From the Inside album, and it was called Railroad Days. And the album is in immaculate shape. There's no scratches on it or anything. So I got really lucky when I found that one. And I found another one that was Poco's first album. And then I found another one that was Procol Harum's Greatest Hits. And all of those albums were just in absolute perfect condition. And I've already used From the Inside to make a couple of bumper music for them, because if I've got a good album that I can do it with on vinyl, then they sound good, and I have a record player that I can connect completely to my computer, and it works just perfect, and there's no hissing sound in it or anything else, and you can't hear the click when I start it up and when I do stuff. Like every once in a while, you can hear, like when I start my audio clips, you can hear me click into it, and I've never been able to get away from that. I'm not really sure. I think I have to move my computer farther away from the microphone or something. I don't know. But plus, the microphone is connected to the desk that the computer sits on, so that might be it too. But I've been having a lot of fun doing the stuff I've been doing, and doing the 3-hour shows the past couple of weeks has been a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed the heck out of it. So we are just pushing for things like that. On Newsmax, I found Victor Davis Hanson, and I've got to stop that. Victor Davis Hanson to Newsmax says, political indictments unwinding our republic. Victor Davis Hanson, a Hoover Institution senior fellow, told Newsmax that the increase in politically motivated indictments would lead to the unwinding of the United States. Joining Spicer and Company on Thursday, the renowned scholar of ancient warfare said Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg set a new precedent by charging former President Donald Trump. Hanson said, quote, you're going to have copycat blue state prosecutors who think they can get the same amount of status or celebrity attention. That's going to be an unwinding of the republic, unquote. Hanson, who recently had his op-ed, Our French Revolution, published by American Greatness, also suggested that the New York grand jury's indictment would not be Trump's last. He stated, quote, I think the Georgia prosecutor and special prosecutor will both file because they want to tie him up and hemorrhage him for the next 18 months, unquote. He's referencing the Fulton County District Attorney's Office investigation into Trump's controversial phone call with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and Special Counsel Jack Smith's January 6th and document probes. According to Hanson's recent op-ed, those investigations are ultimately designed to propel Trump to victory in the 2024 Republican presidential primaries, but fall short in the general election. He said, quote, I'm not saying that they directly coordinated, but the idea is that he's going to gain just enough empathy, they feel, to be nominated, but not enough leverage or power to be elected, unquote. His final warning for Trump is that he should handle the possible legal onslaught strategically as, quote, this is the beginning, not the end, unquote, of the troubles he will face to return to the White House. The former president was indicted last week by a New York grand jury investigating a $130 hush money payment. He was arraigned Tuesday on 34 counts of falsifying business records. Now, those, like I said before, those 34 counts, folks, are on the same exact law or same exact crime that they say that he committed. And the crime that they say he committed is a misdemeanor, not a felony, but all 34 of these counts that they got from this misdemeanor are felonies. How did they do that? On those shows that Bringing It Boy mentioned, Fox, Firefox Online News and Crazy Nation Radio, he says you have to be on the phone. Yep. Yeah, well, as I know, you have to be on the phone after the show is over, after the 2 hours is up. You have to be on the phone to hear what is going on, or you can listen to it in the archives. But no other people can come on. Once you hear the BTR lady says, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio, goodbye. If you're still on the phone with the host, it's up to the host when they feel to end the show, but nobody can call in. But if you're already in there, you're still part of the show. Says the shows I mentioned, there is about five of us that stay on from there. We're just shooting the shit. And that's essentially what we did with my show last week and the week before when Sarge called in. We talked about everything we could think of which included Finland and World War II, what happened in World War II with Nazi Germany, the Mannerheim Line. It was all history. It was great. We talked about all kinds of great stuff. It was fantastic and fun to do, and it's all there in the archives. If you listen to the archives on Blog Talk Radio or go to playerfm.com, all of my shows are there. All of Conservative Nation Media's shows are there. All the way to the beginning, I think. Well, actually, on Player FM, I got rid of a couple of the earlier shows because everything stopped working one week, and I had to get a hold of Player FM to find out what had happened. And our new shows, the ones that both, well, at the time, the ones that Vince was doing and the ones that Bing was doing and the ones that I was doing were not being added to Player FM. And we've got all of our shows on Player FM. Did we talk about changing the Barbie doll to Bear doll? No. That's one thing we didn't talk about. We have a transgender doll now. Yes. No, we didn't talk about that. But we talked about pretty much everything else that mattered to what is going on today. But this week has been more on the lines of the things that I have discussed, the things I've talked about, Dylan Mulvaney, the he that wants to be a she but never will be. We have to start bringing the Constitution back, folks, because that is the document that saved this country for so many years. And now the Democrats are just pushing that off to the side and saying that doesn't matter anymore. It's not relevant to today. But yes, it is. It's very relevant to today. And as long as we continue to allow the left to push the agenda that we need to have, we're going to be going in the wrong direction. It's one of the reasons why I wish Bringing It Boy's wife would call. She knows the Constitution. Or Douglas V. Gibbs would call. He knows the Constitution much better than I do. And one of the things that we have here in Albuquerque, as I mentioned, KIVAT Radio, there is a group, a show that I have always listened to. It's called Liberty Ladies. It used to be two ladies. Natalie was one of them. She goes to my church. And then the other one, I can't remember her name, but she doesn't do the show anymore. Natalie does it with her husband. And they are called Liberty Lovers Unite now. And she told me to call into her show on Saturday and plug my show, which I might do just for the heck of it to see if I can get some people from New Mexico listening to the show, because a lot of the stuff that I talk about has to do with New Mexico, because New Mexico right now is leading the charge to the left, along with California and New York and several other states, but New Mexico is right in there, and nobody mentions New Mexico because we're just a state down by the border, the southern border, and we don't have that long part of the state at the bottom that's part of the border. We've just got a little sliver down there. And he asked, what time is that show? I think it's on at 3 in the afternoon, mountain time. Here in Albuquerque, it's called Liberty. I can't remember what the heck I just got you saying it was. But it's on KIVA Radio here in Albuquerque, and they do a heck of a good show. And I have called in there before and talked with them. But that was when it was Liberty Ladies. And now it's what I said a few minutes ago, Liberty Patriots United or something like that. But it is a good show. And I might just go ahead and call in this week and see what the heck they have to say. And maybe because he told me to call in and plug my show, which maybe he won't want to do that after he finds out what I talked about today. But I don't know. Maybe he will, because he's pretty conservative too. He's, my church is completely against this transgenderism and all the stuff that's permeating the United States now. I've talked about how our pastor does rants against the evil, wicked witch of the North, our governor in Santa Fe. And he's the one who coined the term wicked witch of the North. He doesn't call it a rant anymore, as he had pushback on that. And they said it was not something he should be doing, but he disagrees. But he did change the name of it to something else, and I can't remember what he calls it now, but it's not a rant. But over on KIVA, Bringing a Voice says the church just gave up also with this trans business. And that's one of the things that my pastor keeps talking about. He says the church has actually fallen by the wayside when it comes to this, because they've stopped teaching the Bible. They've stopped teaching what God and what Jesus said, and they're only teaching what man says now. Well, man, if you have between what God says and what man says, I guarantee you man is wrong and God is not. But the churches have moved away from that one. And it's like Bringing It Boy said, the church just gave up. They didn't want to offend anybody. I myself don't care. I'll offend everybody if they want to be fit, but if they want to do the wrong things, I'll offend the hell out of them. I enjoy doing that, especially with this trans business and these people who run around and get out of cars while driving and wearing masks. Somebody pulled up beside me in a Walmart parking lot today, and she was wearing a mask. I had my windows rolled down. She got out of the car, and I said, I'm glad you didn't hit my car. And she said, why did you say that? And I said, well, for one thing, your body needs 75% oxygen to stay viable. Or 70% oxygen to stay viable. When you don't have a mask on, you're getting 75% here. You put a mask on, you cut that down by at least 15%. I said, you could possibly pass out because you are not getting enough oxygen for your body to work. And she just shook her head and walked off. Well, that's just the truth. And these people cannot handle the truth. And one of the things I was looking for today, there was a thing I saw on Truth Social. Somebody had posted a picture of Trump with the word Trump down the side. And Trump stood for something I thought was really great. And when I looked for that before the show, I couldn't find it. And it was something like on the lines of truth upsets so many people. Well, it was the words started with the letter, each letter in Trump's name. And it was such an awesome thing. Yes, I do. I lock my car wherever I go. If I get out of it, even if I'm just going to walk down a couple of feet away to talk to somebody, I lock my car up. My wife's car, which is a little beat-up Hyundai Veloster, has been broken into 3 times here at my apartment complex, or actually 2 times at the apartment complex. The first time they stole the battery out of it, and the second time they just opened up the door and somebody else actually came out and caught them and they left. But is in Missouri where my grandmother lived, she got mad at her, at me for locking the car up. Yeah, well, you know, it really all depends on where you live. Because I know when I was living in Indiana in Jamestown, we never locked anything. I'd come home at nighttime and park the car. I wouldn't lock it. We never locked our house. We never locked our doors on our cars. We'd go to the store and leave the car unlocked when we went in. You do that here and you're bound to lose your car. So, yeah, I lock my car up here. It doesn't stay unlocked. Even if I'm park my car in the parking lot down here and come up to the apartment to get something to go back down, I lock it before I leave the car. And even my wife's car, we lock that car wherever we go. If she's out doing DoorDash now, she should be showing up here any time now, but she, when she gets out of her car to deliver to the people the stuff that she's getting, she locks it up. See, that's the only way to keep the car safe here in town, and even that a lot of times don't help. But we have people running this city right now that are allowing all kinds of things to go on, and if you're a criminal, they pretty much love you. People are starting to fight back, though. And I think it's finally getting to that point where the people are starting to say, hey, now, wait a minute, this has got to stop. Trouble is, they still keep voting the same way. Chicago just did the same thing. They got rid of Lori Lightfoot because she was a horrible person. And the person they voted into off that office, they're going to find out fairly quick that this guy is another Lori Lightfoot. They did not vote in a Republican, which they should have done. That's right, you might have them Indians all over your car, yep. Especially if they're drunk. Chicago is going to continue to be the cesspool of the nation when it comes to murders and stuff like that, because they didn't learn from when they got rid of Lori Lightfoot because of the things she's doing. They voted in somebody who is just Lori Lightfoot in men's clothing. And they're going to find out. It's the same thing as here in Albuquerque. We've got Albuquerque is run by Tim Keller. He allows all of this homeless stuff. He allows the homeless to sleep on the streets, put their tents up on the sidewalk against stores. But you go 15 miles to the west and the north, and you get into Rio Rancho. And if you go between the two cities, the only way that you know you're going from Albuquerque into Rio Rancho is that all of a sudden the streets are suddenly clean. All of a sudden, you don't see homeless out on the streets. All of a sudden, people are not standing in the middle of the drive at the lights, standing in the median, begging from people because they don't allow it there. But here in Albuquerque, they're all over the place. You see people on Wyoming Boulevard where it goes over the freeway. You got the walkway on the bridge there, and the walkway you cannot go down because you got illegals camping out there with tents in these walk areas, so you can't get through there. That is what our mayor is allowing. That is what is going on in New Mexico. That's what's going on in a lot of California. And Bring It Boy says, he asked me, he says, talking about the Indians being all over my car, he says, I had to buy a gas cap with a lock on it. Shoot, my battery was stolen out of my truck before I had parked. Mind you, it sat there for about 6 months before I figured it out, figured it was missing. Yeah, it's amazing. The one time that my wife's car was broken into, we knew it was happening. My wife, we had T-Mobile for our phone, and they had a thing that you can get for your cars that actually puts a perimeter around your car. If somebody gets inside that perimeter, it lets T-Mobile know that something is going on. They will then text it to your phone. And when my wife's battery was stolen, it took them 6 minutes to break into that car, open the hood, take the battery out, and they were gone. 6 minutes. And it showed it on my wife's phone, showed it at 5:45, they got into it, they broke into it. At 5:49, the signal went dead and the battery was gone. It was crazy, exactly. But we are down to the end of the show, and so I'm going to have to end this because my wife wants to do something tonight, and I cannot say no to that. But next week I will be back with a 3-hour show like I had last week, and we will be back next week. On Monday through Thursday, I will be doing my Monday through Thursday, I'm going to be doing my NWCR's Removing the Liberal Blindfold. But we will be back next week. God bless you. God bless America. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you later. We'll be back next week with the next episode of NWCR Radio, where we work hard to let you know what America has in store and what the Constitution and our laws have to say about it. Stay tuned. Thank you. Bless you all.